Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support. What's going on, explorers? Welcome to another episode of Negroes in the Wild. I am, as always, your host, Truly Newly Negro, and this is my regular voice. This is what I sound like. That's what my phone notifications sound like going off in the background. So I wanted to come at this particular episode a little more personally than I have in others. Not to say that adopting a persona or anything else like that obfuscates who I really am, but I really want to drop that to kind of clarify my true feelings on the matter, and to emphasize how human and personal they are rather than a caricature. I don't want that to be lost. All that said, it is disturbing, to say the least, and I'm really searching for an appropriate word there. Disruptive also came to mind, but disturbing is really the word I want to center on here. What's not been happening after all of the hubbub and the hullabaloo and the adjoining signage that always happens and all of the stuff in the streets and everything else, we are right back to where we were just a little while ago, with complacent white people. With a complacent America. And I specify white people there not to vilify white people, but to point to a location of power, the center of power, really, in America, in almost every single way, every single way you can basically think of, all of the ways that matter in terms of all of us together. I don't know what happened to the momentum, and at this point, I genuinely am less concerned about a dissection and more concerned about why we keep doing things the wrong way. And I say the wrong way using that word particularly, right? Like, the wrong way in that what we do never gets us to where we want to go. We never actually achieve the goal. What we do is subvert the goal. We start off saying we want to be free, right? Everyone says this, or at least most of us say this, or at least we feel like most of us are saying this, or at least we feel like all of us really want this, and then we get stuck on how to do this, even though it's really obvious how to do this, because we're doing this for white people in general, he said, adding. We're doing this, right? We already have people free and equal, but we can't apply that to other people. Somehow that becomes a mystery. Somehow there's a glitch in the matrix when we try to write that over onto other people, and perhaps it's because those people have never been coded as people. We just put the label on them, right? It's sort of like going into your fridge and marking the milk orange juice. It doesn't make it orange juice. And until you recognize that, oh, what we really need here is just an upgrade, a change. Instead of calling one thing another thing, we need a change. We need to change the way that we treat them. We're going to keep going in and being confused as to why the labeling, the relabeling doesn't work. Black Lives Matter, I feel like, in a lot of ways, was a relabeling, right? With the implication being that Black Lives didn't matter in the context of all this violence and injustice and everything else, not just in a few incidents that happened recently, but ongoing, right? And so then Black Lives Matter is the relabeling, is the reclaiming of Black lives as being significant. But we didn't get there. We just talked about a lot of Black people dying publicly. We did a lot of public stuff. And then the pandemic was enough to take our momentum away. Here's a thing that we should also note before we really lay it at the feet of the pandemic as being a fault or something. I really want to say this. It didn't take momentum away from damn near anything else. We still have full-on conversations about the economy and unemployment and getting back to quote-unquote normalcy, which is a problem. and various other, none of those other things stopped in my town in particular. We still have conversations about mundane things like budgeting and bridge building and all literal bridge building and all those other kinds of stuff. But the Black Lives Matter conversation, the equality conversation, has gone back to where it always goes, to this neutered, silent position, right? And it's not just silent, but now it's necessarily silent, because we can look back at our recent actions and go, oh, but look, we've started down this path and everything is just going to automatically get better. We never finish. We never follow through. And here we are in the void of a lack of a follow through. And I, in that void, I just can't really, I can't summon that character. Like, I'm still a Negro, right? Yes, I'm still in the wild. Yeah. It's just not as funny for me today. It isn't. I don't have a problem, quote unquote, with reality or anything else like that. I'm not mad at the world, but I do wish that we would see each other, we would recognize each other, and more than that, that we would do something about that once we see that other people are human, once we recognize that. Anyway, the reality of this recording is setting in as my phone notifications are going off, but I had to keep it sort of, not had to, but this is spontaneous. I just picked up my phone and I had so many thoughts swirling today about this, and have had so many thoughts about this that I really wanted to get them down. And not just that, I really wanted to share them without having prepared anything. This isn't the sum total of everything I feel, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And I wish I wish I had an answer or the answer or a direction or anything other than just like, man, this is, why do we keep doing this? Or rather, why do we keep not doing this? I guess that's the kind of confusion you're forced to live with when you're a Negro in the wild. Join us next time after I've gotten my whole shit together and taken a couple of breaths as we explore the life of the Negro and the potency of change.